now the conversation with Yoel Karen. He is a member of a group of people in Israel, Jewish people, that are working as hard as they possibly can to prepare to erect the temple on the Temple Mount. They're training the people. They've got the implements, the furniture all ready. And so many things are happening. It's unbelievable. But a recent story came to my attention about what is happening down near Jericho, and I had to get a hold of Yoel so that we could talk about it. Yoel, thank you so very much for joining us. Shavua Tov, thank you for coming on the air after Shabbat is over there in Jerusalem.
Shavua Tov, Jimmy, and thank you so much for having me.
Yoel has an organization called La Mikdash, which means to the temple, and of course, this is the focus of his activities 24/7, basically. Now, I was talking about this new information coming out of what I believe is to be a training center for the priest to learn the duties to operate the temple on the Temple Mount when it's built. In the near future, I do believe it's going to be erected there on the Temple Mount. Am I correct? Is that training center up and operating down near Jericho?
It's in the process of being built right now, Jimmy. Biblical prophecy, sometimes it inches forward and sometimes it takes great leaps. And I believe just a few weeks ago we took a big leap forward, performing the groundbreaking on this center. Some parts of it are completed. The sheep pens where the sacrificial animals that they'll use to train on have actually been completed. Ground was broken on what will be a full-scale model of the altar. And how would I explain this? It's sort of a pit underneath where when water and wine libations are given, they drain down beneath the altar. When they're poured into the corner of the altar, they drain down into a pit beneath the altar. That was prepared this week. This model of the altar will actually be hollow inside and will contain classrooms. That gives you an idea of how big the altar actually is. It's a very large structure. So this, since it's not an actual altar and it's only a model to be trained on, it will be hollow and have classrooms inside. The priests are now, Jimmy, they're actually moving from what I would call the written test. Like when a kid is learning to drive, he takes his written exam. They're moving from there into the actual driving test. These guys are getting in the driver's seat, and they're actually going to be performing mock sacrifices and learning how to offer them, because a lot of this has only been done in theory so far. These guys haven't actually gone up to see how they would actually offer incense on the golden altar and those things. Now they're going to actually get to get in the driver's seat and begin doing the work.
Well, you said that you are in the process of replicating the altar where the sacrificial activities for the next temple will have to be held, and the priest will be doing these sacrifices. Do I understand also some parts of the temple itself are going to be replicated, so they, as you talked about burning the incense on the altar of the incense, that would be inside the holy place, and lighting the menorah and the table of showbread, all of those things going to be replicated down there as well?
Absolutely. Everything that will be needed for the priest to actually perform the divine service, any of the service that was done in the temple, everything that will be needed for that will be replicated for them, so that a priest, when the time comes, he will simply be able to walk up onto the Temple Mount and know exactly where he's going and what he's doing and how to perform the service.
Now, you said this was a leap forward. I know, and I've been covering this story since 1990, when the Temple Institute began their activities. They put together the implements. Over the years, they've had to change some of their thinking about some of the implements. They've reconstructed them. They have the menorah now near the Western Wall Plaza. I know that they have been involved in, as you said, the written work, as far as the priests are concerned, training them with all the law that they need to have, the Levitical law and the directions they're to take. You've given them the hands-on capabilities now with this replication of the temple and the altar and what they're going to be doing. So is that the leap you're talking about? Is this the last step before they can operate the temple?
Absolutely. Like you said, the implements are there. We have enough of what we call the kelim, the vessels, to resume the divine service. It's all there. We know how to build an actual altar exactly the way it was built 2,000 years ago. Everything is in place physically. We just need priests that are able to walk up and perform the service. Now, of course, there's limits on exactly what sacrifices we can do because of the state of impurity that we're in. Mm-hmm. Some sacrifices we can't do without the ashes of the red heifer, but the Passover offering, national sacrifices we can perform in a state of impurity. This is according to Jewish law. There are certain sacrifices that may be brought if the majority of the people are in the state of impurity, or the majority of the priests, or the majority of the vessels are in a state of impurity. Certain sacrifices, like Passover, can be brought in that state of impurity until the ashes of the red heifer are found, or we get a new red heifer.
So these things that are being done, not only by the other organizations, but now by this organization who is putting up this training center as well, is just, I love the phrase you said in prophecy, sometimes you itch forward, but sometimes you leap forward. You've made a major leap, and that is to be seen how far away we are from the building of the temple on the Temple Mount. Of course, you still have that problem of the Dome of the Rock up there.
Yeah, it's got to go. So, listen, if tomorrow we were able to go up, we know exactly where the altar should be located. We can resume sacrifices without a temple building itself.
Uh-huh.
To resume sacrifices, all we need is that altar, and the altar doesn't run into any problems. It's to the east of where the dome is.
Right.
The altar could be put up right now if we were able to. So at any time we can resume sacrifices, we just wouldn't be able to resume the full divine service. If you remember when the Israelites came back from Babylon, first they set up an altar. Only 40 years later they built the temple itself.
Very interesting point. And so you're saying that what you're doing, what the training center is involved in right now, is essential to get the men ready, these men who believe they are qualified to be the priests to serve in the next temple, get them ready, giving them hands-on experience so that altar could be erected, they could resume the sacrifices, and wait for that Dome of the Rock problem to be dealt with somehow, some way in the future.
Absolutely, Jimmy, because you know just as well as I do, strange things happen here. These guys need to be ready to go at any time.
What an interesting way to conclude a conversation. Strange things happen in Israel, and they happen instantly almost. Yoel, it's always a joy to be able to chat with you. Thank you for informing us of this new training center there down near Jericho. I will stay in touch with you so we can stay abreast of what's happening, my friend. And thank you so much. Have a good week.
God bless. Have a good week.